want to thank each one for either tuning in or listening to this service. It's from Newton Abbey Free Presbyterian Church, and we're happy to be with you. We're sorry we can't be with you in person, but we are happy to be with you by these electronic means. We're going to start our service today by singing the hymn, Tell Me the Story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest, that ever was heard. Now, we want everybody to join in. I know there will be singing on the tape, but everybody please join in to the singing of this hymn.
Stand.
Could we just take a few minutes now and come to the Lord in prayer at the start of our service and ask for the Lord's blessing upon our meeting. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee for this opportunity to enter into the homes. And Lord, we pray that Thou will even give us help this day. Lord, we pray for each one in the homes We pray, Lord, that they will know thy blessing upon them. We pray, Lord, for those that have particular needs, Lord, that thou will come alongside, and, O God, that thou will minister to them. And our Father, we do remember too the staff in the homes, and our Father, we pray that thou would undertake for them. We thank thee, O God, for the opportunity to open the Bible and to speak from God's word. We pray that thou will bless in the singing and the reading of the scriptures, and Mr. McClung, as he would bring the message. So, Lord, be with us and bless us, we ask, in our Saviour's name. Amen. Now, we're going to ask Hugh Wiley, who's going to come and sing for us. And just after Hugh sings, Elizabeth is going to come and read the scriptures.
Once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain: ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I verily, verily say unto you, ye must be born again. Ye children of men, attend to the word so solemnly uttered by Jesus the Lord, and let not this message to you be in vain. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I verily, verily say unto you, ye must be born again. O ye who would enter that glorious rest and sing with the ransomed the song of the blessed, to life everlasting if you would be attained, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I verily, verily say unto you, must be born again.
We're reading from Luke chapter 18, verse 9 to 14. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself: God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted.
I want to thank you for ministering the word of God in song to us, and also Elizabeth for reading the scriptures to us as well. And we're going to come to that portion of God's word that was read to us there in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. I want to think a little bit about this man, the publican, that is mentioned in this particular portion of Scripture. And what I want to think about is his prayer. And you have it there in verse 13 of that portion. We'll read the whole verse just again. And it says, the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And it's particularly those words at the end of that verse, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, many people say their prayers, and that is a very good thing in and of itself. And you often speak to people and they'll tell you, oh, I say my prayers. And maybe somebody would even say, I say my prayers every evening before I go to bed. That has been said to me as a minister before. And as I say, it's a good thing indeed to say your prayers. But I wonder what it is we pray. And I wonder, have we ever thought about, well, what prayer does God want me to pray? And what's the most important prayer that I could ever pray? And I would suggest to you that after hearing the word of God read from this particular portion of scripture, that we could say, here's the most important prayer that anyone could ever pray. And I wonder today, have you ever prayed these words or something similar to them as we think upon them? Those words of the publican there in verse 13, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Have we ever prayed along those lines and thought about the need to pray in that fashion? Well, that's what the publican did here. Now, the Lord Jesus is telling this in a parable form, but it may well have happened as well. There may well have been an incident at some time. And he could see this. After all, he is the God of heaven, and he sees all things. And whether he was in the temple when this happened or not, he didn't need to be there, because being the Son of God, he could see all things. And, as I say, it may well be that there was an incident just like this that happened in reality, where there was two men went up to the temple to pray. And we read about the Pharisee and how he prayed, and what he prayed and what he didn't pray. And then we come to this man, the publican, and we read about what he prayed and how he lifted up his voice to the Lord and he uttered these words. A few simple words. God be merciful to me, a sinner. And I would suggest to you that this is the most important prayer that anyone could ever pray. In fact, we could go as far as saying, here's a prayer we need to pray, or something very similar to it. If we're ever going to be in heaven, we're going to have to pray at least at some time in this fashion, along these lines, that we're going to ask the Lord for mercy. So there's a couple of things that I want you to think about here. I want you, first of all, to be aware of the consciousness of the publican. Because it tells us there something about him when he went into the temple. It says in verse 13, standing afar off, would not lift up his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast. Here's a man who was conscious of something. He was conscious of his own unworthiness. He was conscious that he had nothing to boast of. Unlike the Pharisee who prayed and boasted of what he was and what he did and what he didn't do. And it was all about himself. But that was not the case when we come to think about the publican. He wasn't conscious of how great a person he was. The very opposite. The very opposite. He's conscious that he's a sinner. And he stands afar off. He won't even come in very far into the temple precincts. He won't even lift up his eyes towards heaven. So conscious is he of his own unworthiness. He smites upon his own breast, as if to say, in that heart of mine, there are many things that are sinful. And he confesses that in his own words as well. God be merciful to me, a sinner. So this man is conscious of something. Because if we're not conscious of our own sinfulness, we'll never pray in this fashion. We have to come to a consciousness that we are indeed sinners in the eyes of God. And we may have done many good things in life. And nobody would fault that. And nobody would decry that at all. To live a good upright life, outwardly moral, all of those things are very beneficial, both to ourselves and to others as well, for the good of society. But what they'll never do, men and women, is get us into heaven. They'll never get us into heaven. Because there's something in our heart, just as this man smote his breast, as if to say, there's something in there that's full of sin, a heart that's full of sin. And we need that dealt with. So there's a consciousness here that this man has. Then I want you to think about his cry. God be merciful to me, a sinner. God be merciful. He's looking for mercy from God. He's not coming thinking that somehow God owes him something, or that he has some right to get into heaven, and that he has some right to be accepted of God. No, he's looking for mercy. And when you're looking for mercy, you're acknowledging you have no right at all. no grounds upon which to obtain anything, certainly from God. And here's a man looking for mercy, casting himself upon the mercy of God. And that's certainly a good way to pray. And certainly, if we're ever going to have our sins forgiven, then that's how we have to pray. We have to cast ourselves alone upon the mercy of God. We can't come trying to justify ourselves through our works and our good deeds or anything that we think about ourselves, because that will never do. We have to cast ourselves upon the mercy of God. And I wonder, have you ever prayed like that? Casting yourself upon God's mercy. Because God is merciful. The Bible tells us that. He's infinite in mercy. His mercy knows no bounds. In fact, there's a little verse over in the Old Testament that tells us, He delighteth in mercy. He delighteth in mercy. God delights to show mercy. And that's evident here when we think about the publican and what happened to him afterwards. It's but an illustration of that truth that God indeed delights to be merciful. But you and I have to cast ourselves upon His mercy. It's one thing knowing about His mercy. It's like being unwell and having to go to the surgery and see the doctor and get some antibiotic or some other course of medication that you have to take. Well, it's no good unless you take it. It'll only do us good if we take the medication. Well, it's the same with this. It's one thing knowing that God is merciful, but you have to cast yourself upon that mercy and avail yourself of it. And that's what you do here. And that's what this publican did here when he cast himself upon the mercy of God. And then I want you to think in closing about his cleansing. Because the Lord Jesus said, I'll tell you which man went down to his house justified. It wasn't the Pharisee. It was the publican. The man who cast himself upon the mercy of God went down to his own house justified. He went down, declared of God that he was righteous. Because that's what justification means. The judge of all men declared him to be righteous. Declared him to have his sins forgiven and gone. Because he confessed he was a sinner and he cast himself upon the mercy of God. And if you and I are to know that same justifying grace in our own lives, then cast yourself upon the mercy of God. And I trust that you will, that you'll pray along the lines here of this publican when he cried, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I trust the Lord will bless his word to your heart for his name's sake, and that you will be spoken to by the Lord and by his word. So may the Lord grant his blessing. We're going to bow together in prayer for a moment. Our Heavenly Father, we do pray that thou would bless thy word and be pleased to use it. We ask of thee, oh, hear our cry, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh.
want now just to have a short word of prayer. Thank Mr. McClung for speaking. I want to just come to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee for Thy Word. And O God, we pray that Thy Word will find a resting place in some heart. Lord, that Thine own people will be encouraged. And Lord, if there should be one out of Christ, Lord, we pray that they will see their need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank Thee for Thy goodness to us, and we pray, Lord, that Thou wilt be with us until we each meet again. We ask in our Saviour's name. Amen.